Sorry, not enoughness. I see you and I love you and I accept you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today with me. And I can feel you and I can breathe into you and I can allow myself the depth of what you are here to show me without believing that I am actually not enough.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am a womb shaman and an activator and facilitator of Shakti energy. Shakti is the primordial femme energy, an energy that has not been on our planet for over 5,000 years. When people think or hear of the energy of feminine energy, they often think that, yes, we understand that, but we don't. It's an energy that we haven't experienced. You have not experienced fully. And so I help women to activate that in their bodies, in their pussies, and in their wombs, which really enables them their power, their authenticity, their bliss. It enables great depths of pleasure, of sensuality, and of the power to create the life that they really adore. So welcome to this solo episode today. In this solo episode, these solo episodes, I always bring in my own stories and connect with the audience deeper. And my plan today was to talk to you about boundaries and the labia lips, and that's not what's going to happen, because you know what? The truth of it is that I woke up this morning in the energy of not enoughness. And so I decided that instead of taking you down the rabbit hole of boundaries, we would go down the rabbit hole of not enoughness using my experience here today, how I woke up, how I felt, to help you to understand these energies for yourself. So, you know, just because I teach this stuff and help people with it doesn't mean that I am beyond it or above it or immune to it. Quite the opposite and quite the contrary, right? I absolutely experience all of these things. And from my perspective, that's what makes coaches and mentors really wonderful, because when we move through these energies ourselves, we understand them. We understand how they feel. We understand how they show up in our physical reality. And for me, not enoughness, which is an energy that sits in our solar plexus, is an energy that, you know, is very predominant. It is one that I have absolutely dealt with again and again. And it's not one of my core wounds. I talk a lot about inadequacy, which is a different energy, even though it sounds really similar, doesn't it? But inadequacy is more in the feminine, and it's held in the womb. I have absolutely dealt with not enoughness. So it's always important to remember, I feel like a lot of times on the spiritual journey, we assume that when we move through an energy, whether it's an emotion or a limiting belief, you know, that's it. That's it, that it's done. We're done with it. And sometimes that is the case. However, these core energies of humanity, there are core belief structures that humanity holds, like the belief of lack and the belief of separation and the belief of not enough. And these are here for humanity at large to move through. And so these are not one and done. They're not two and done. They're not three and done. You will continue to revisit these energies throughout your life. And you will have ones that are unique to you that you will continue to revisit throughout your life, like the inadequacy is for me. And so remember that the spiritual journey is a spiral that spirals out and up. So it goes up and out. And the importance of understanding this is that every time you come back to something, like let's take the belief of not enough, you're going to see it, if you've done the work, with more awareness and with more subtlety. You're going to recognize it, see it quicker, faster, easier, the more you go through it. And what this enables you to do is it enables you to gain more and more wisdom. Your lesson continues to grow and you learn more from that teaching. So you can think of it like perhaps a book or a course that you've ever done, and then you've maybe left it for a period of time and you've come back to it. And for one, it was like you saw things that maybe you didn't really see the first time around. And two, you were able to process the information differently, right? Most people say that they really embodied it more, or they really understood it more, right? Because they took the course or read the book, then went out and applied that information to their physical reality. They evolved and gained more awareness and consciousness, and then came back to said book or said course with that expanded awareness consciousness. Okay. This is really important to understand because we don't go backwards. And a lot of times clients will come to me and they'll be like, oh, I'm feeling, you know, not enough today. And I thought I already moved through this. And my answer is, yes, you have. And here you get to move through it again with more subtlety through different level of awareness. Okay. So when you start to see these experiences through that lens, instead of like, okay, I moved through it, it's done, then you're going to, for one, appreciate it more, instead of that like shoulder slump, like, ugh, why is this back again, right? And two, you're going to actually take in the wisdom that is being presented to you in this level of awareness. Okay. So let me use an example, myself, through the lens of not enough. I don't necessarily remember when the last time was that I had moved through this energy, but over the last couple of days, it has come into my space. And we're coming up on a full moon. And I felt it in my solar plexus. And I started to see how I saw my life through the lens of not enoughness. And definitely much more subtle than I had last time. The feeling of it, the vibration of it was lighter. However, there it was. And so first off, as I've been experiencing this for several days, first thing I did was just really notice and own that that's what I was feeling. Okay, I'm feeling not enoughness. It is located in my solar plexus. So in my meditations and throughout my day, I have spent my time taking my awareness to my solar plexus, breathing into that space with the intention of illuminating, bringing more light, shedding more light upon, more love upon the belief of not enough. That step right there is very profound. And oftentimes that's all I have to do is hold my attention on where it is in my body, breathe into it, and set the intention to bring it love, bring it light, illuminate it, and the energies will shift. So that's what I've been doing the last couple of days. And meanwhile, when we do that, what happens is we are shown where in our life we experience that, right? So this is kind of step two, but these aren't in order. These are just ways that I go about my physical reality. Is then I pay attention, I'm always paying attention, to what is my physical reality showing me? And what it was showing me was, you know, also in our solar plexus is the energy of control. And the flip of that is divine will, right? Which is not control, right? And I have that gene key. I have the gene key of divine will. And it's actually a part of my pearl sequence, which is like where we gain our prosperity. So part of my prosperity comes through the lens of divine will, which is, you know, the flip coin, so to speak, not quite, of control. So my reality was showing me where I still try to control things. And the correlation between that control and expectation. Now, expectation is something I have been aware of in myself for several years now. And when I first was shown it, I was shown it by a boyfriend who told me that in my space, he just felt very expected. He felt like I had always holding these expectations towards him and like he could never live up to them. And that was the first time I'd heard of that. Somebody had ever told me that. And the truth is that I've always held those expectations really to myself. However, through that, they have absolutely been projected onto my relationships as well. Not intentionally, unintentionally, but truth be told. My mother had the same and does have the same energy, so I can see where I get it. So these expectations. And when he told that to me, I was like, wow, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't mean to do that. And I'm really grateful that you told that to me. And so it began my journey of what are these expectations and why do I hold them onto myself? Because I would hold the most strictest, the largest, the most, you know, perfectionist expectations to me. And when I looked into it, it was really around this not enough energy. So the not enough is the core energy of both the need to control and also expectation. Because when we feel like we're not enough or that something in our life is not enough, we will try to fill that void, right? Again, the core is that we don't feel enough. But we will project that into our physical reality, like our partner isn't enough, our business isn't enough, our boss isn't enough, you know, this circumstance isn't enough, right? So we'll project that core belief, that the core belief being I am not enough, into our physical reality at other things. Because that is one of the ways that we handle the pain of these really deep core beliefs. They are very painful. And so unless we're willing to feel that pain and work through it, we will continue to project it outside of ourselves and point the finger so that we can project the blame onto somebody or something else. But it doesn't do us any good at all. It most definitely doesn't solve the issue. So my journey through the expectations was connecting to that not enoughness. And when I first did it many years ago, there was a lot of tension in my solar plexus to the point that I couldn't breathe into my diaphragm. You know, when we talk about breathing into your belly, where your belly goes out as you inhale and drops down as you exhale, I found that really uncomfortable. Like I could do it, but it wasn't easy and it felt uncomfortable. And that's because I was holding tension in my solar plexus. So beginning to see where I held expectation and then allowing myself to let it go. Right? Letting go of expectation and letting go of control. The only way you can let it go is by first having awareness that it exists. So this time around, it's very different and yet the same. My reality the last couple of days has just been showing me how I still hold some expectation on my life. And right now it's really in my business. And I've always been a rather impatient person, something I have also worked a lot on. Breathing into my body, just letting it all go. Breathing into my body, just letting it all go. And there's so much beauty when we let go of impatience, because some things take time. And oftentimes, when we try to cut corners or make it go faster, it just doesn't, it's not created in as much beauty as when we just give it the time and space that it really wants. Because creation can't be rushed. If you think about a child being born, you can't rush that. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. But here I've been shown over the last couple of days where I have been holding expectation on my business for things to show up differently, show up faster. And the truth being, I have let go of a lot of expectation of myself and of others, and had channeled some of that into my business. Isn't that funny? So I just found another source to hold the expectation in. Maybe it felt safe because, you know, my business is mine. And therefore, I'm not pointing at anybody else. I'm not pointing it directly at myself. So it's safer, right? To have expectation there? Of course not, right? It's still expectation, no matter where you're pointing it or channeling it or expressing it. So my higher self was showing me how I was holding expectation in my business. So the last couple of days, like I said, just been dropping my awareness into my solar plexus and breathing into that and having a lot of shifting, breathing through a lot of discomfort of my actual chakra. We have these petals of our chakra, and each chakra, as you go up, has more and more petals. And I can feel specific petals shifting energetically and vibrationally. And this particular energy was connected to my father's lineage around not enough. And so I was just breathing in and just allowing through the energy of acceptance and love, the energy to shift. Again, just doing that very consciously throughout the day. The most important part of that is that it is the energy of acceptance. I'm accepting myself for holding this belief of not enough, and I'm accepting the feeling of it in my body, and I'm accepting of how I'm creating and seeing my reality through that lens. That's acceptance, right? And through that acceptance, we allow for transmutation and ultimately transcendence, which transcendence is where you don't come back to it anymore. You've transcended that lesson. So breathing into that and just allowing the process to happen. No expectation and definitely no timer or impatience there. So then this morning I woke up and it was really thick, even thicker. And today is a full moon. So that makes sense. Not that I need validation or that I need a reason. It just is. And so this morning in meditation, breathing down into my body and breathing into my Shakti and moving my Shakti as she does into my solar plexus, and then allowing my Shakti to move through that energy. And some of the other things that were arising as I was going deeper now, deeper into this resonance of not enough, was the energy of like depression. Now, I personally have never experienced depression in my life. I'm sure I've had moments of being depressed or feeling depressed, but I've never actually, you know, held that vibration for very long. And there's nothing right or wrong with that, right? I'm not better than those who have been depressed and they're not better than me, right? I'm just giving you information here to know me better. Okay. But there it was. It is there vibrationally in my heart chakra. So now as I'm in my meditation, I'm feeling the not enoughness in my solar plexus, and I'm feeling this like depressive energy in my heart. And it feels heavy, and it feels kind of like murky and mucky. And so I spent several hours continuing to do my day. I wasn't in meditation for several hours, and just continuing to breathe into my body and just keep bringing my Shakti, activating my Shakti, because your Shakti is your own healing energy. She moves through your body and she heals you. She's so powerful. She is the femme in you. And so I always use her. I just breathe down into her and activate her and let her do her thing. She's intelligence. She's very, very conscious energy. I don't need to tell her what to do. She does it. She knows exactly where to go. So that's what I've been doing today, just breathing down into that Shakti, giving my body the space and also nurturing myself. So for instance, I got into the bathtub and my body said, I want you to pour water onto me. And I had never done this before, but you know, we have our physical body and then we have our emotional body. That's the next sphere around us. And then we have our mental body. That's the next sphere, energetic field around that. And it goes out, and your mental body is your solar plexus. And so my body wanted me to pick up water and pour it onto myself, that the water would drip down through the field. And I thought that was very beautiful. So I was pouring water onto myself as far out from my body that I could pour. And it was really quite entertaining to feel that in my field, feel the water coming through my field. And I had put Epsom salt in my bath. And so it was really enjoyable. And then my body wanted me to just stroke it and just like wash it and feel it and honor it and love it. And so I did that and just kept moving through the energy, moving through the day, and it shifted. Not because I needed it to shift, not because I didn't like the feeling of the depression or the not enough. And in all honesty, this is one of the hardest parts of being human is feeling the lower vibratory emotions, because they're much denser and heavier and murky. They kind of feel muddy or murky or tarry. They're very thick and sticky. And so we don't want to feel them. And so we'll just bypass them. We will do things that distract ourselves so that we don't have to feel them. But the truth is that it is in our emotions that we ultimately gain the wisdom and incorporate that wisdom into our being to enable us to experience more bliss, more pleasure, more love. You can't experience the more if you're not willing to experience all of the emotions, because your container needs to expand, your container for feeling. And that container doesn't differentiate between the quote unquote bad or good or, you know, low or high or negative or positive. It just holds all of them. So if you want to experience more love, more bliss, more yada, 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 you've got to be willing to feel the depths of the emotions that we label as not feeling good. The truth of it, though, is when you just let yourself be in it, it doesn't feel bad. It's only if you believe what the emotion is telling you. So back to my story, right? My emotions were telling me that my business wasn't enough. You know, it's not enough. And that I should be really sad that I'm not creating enough. You know, that makes me lesser of a person. And clearly I'm just not good enough because look at me, I'm not creating enough, right? So that's what the emotions, that's what the beliefs were saying in my body. But I don't listen to them. I hear them, I allow them to express, but I don't believe in them. I don't believe that. Now, 10 years ago, would I have believed that? I would have believed it at least partially, if not completely, for a day or two until I was able to move through it. So my point being is at the beginning, you absolutely believe it. And as you spiral up and out more and more, you get to come back to these belief structures, these core beliefs, and the emotions that they elicit. And you get to say, hey, oh, it's you again, not enough. Yes. Oh, I know who you are. And I know what you're trying to tell me. And you know what? I just don't believe it anymore. And I'm so grateful that you're here to remind me that there's some of that still in me. And that, look, because I still hold some of that belief, look how I'm creating expectations for myself, trying to control things, right? Thank you for showing that to me, because I want to like completely transcend it. Clearly, I haven't yet. And without you showing that to me, I wouldn't know that it existed. But that doesn't mean I have to believe it. The other day in my solo episode, my quote was, become delusional, my friend. And I mean that. Because your physical reality, you've already created. It's past energy. So if you define yourself by what you're currently seeing, you're defining yourself by the past. If you're trying to expand, evolve, change, or create something differently entirely, then you don't want to define yourself by what you're looking at. You want to create what you want to experience, what you want to create in your mind, in your imagination, which was the episode, the solo episode that I spoke about this in, to create through that vision, to create your life through that vision. And you want to hold fast to it, my love. And you want to insist upon it. Nope, 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 nope. Sorry. Sorry, not enoughness. I see you and I love you and I accept you. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today with me. And I can feel you and I can breathe into you and I can allow myself the depth of what you are here to show me without believing that I am actually not enough. And so I breathed into my body and I breathed into my heart. I just kept coaxing myself with love through the hours, and it shifted. Did I shift it completely? I don't think so. I don't think it's done yet. It doesn't feel completely out of my space altogether. when I hit that, I get extreme bliss. So when I do either transcend something or shift it very extensively, like shift a large part of it in a massive vibrational shift, I will hit ecstatic bliss in my body. And I hit it with my clients too when I help them shift those energies. I hit ecstatic bliss when they shift energies. Yay me! Yay us! So I didn't hit ecstatic bliss, so who knows? Maybe tomorrow I will wake up in it again and I will do the same thing. And maybe the day after that I will wake up in it and I will do the same thing, unless my higher self tells me to do something else. My point being is, just because it shows up more than one day doesn't mean I'm going to believe it. Just because I shift a portion of it and it shows up the next day does not mean I am going to believe it. I choose what I believe. And I choose what I create. And I choose what I learn. And I'm really taking this as a moment to let my business breathe. Let my business have time, space. Breathe that divine will that I carry in my gene key, in my solar plexus, into my business. Divine will, divine orchestration is magical. It is perfection. We can't even place expectation on it because it's so far out of our expectation. It shows up more grander, more beautiful, more perfect than we could ever expect. And that's the beauty of the flip of not enoughness, is the allowance of realizing, how could we not be enough? We are Gaia, we are nature, we are source, we are inexhaustible love, we are ineffable, we are infinite. And while that isn't all true for our human expression, it exists within us. Our human is encapsulated by our infinite being. It is completely a part of who we are. Therefore, if our human self is completely encapsulated by pure love and infinite possibility and potential, how could it ever be not enough? You can't. And so it's only through a belief that something should be different than it is right here, right now, that creates or emphasizes or validates the belief of not enough. That in this very moment, something isn't absolutely perfect. And you know what I've learned about that belief? And I've learned this through my own experience, is that it's really arrogant. It's complete arrogance. And again, I own my arrogance, so I'm not pointing this at you, dear listener. No, I'm expressing my own arrogance. So please hear me on this. If this triggers you, then there's a reason for that too. But I'm not calling you arrogant specifically. I'm saying that when we believe that what is right here, right now is something other than perfection, We're being arrogant because that's our ego. Love is perfect. It's perfect in the way that it helps you to realize yourself. It's perfect in the way that it helps you to unravel your brilliance. It's perfect. Not perfect as in some human expectation, but perfect in is a vast orchestration of infinite timelines and infinite potentials in every single moment. Your mind, my mind, cannot see all of that. We aren't privy to even a tiny portion of it. So we are only seeing what we're seeing, and then we're calling it not enough. Not perfect. It reminds me of this vision I got in Mount Shasta, where it was like, you pretend that you just cleaned the whole house and everything is spotless. And then you go outside and you walk in with a little bit of mud on your feet and you trape in a little bit of mud or dirt under the floor. And whoever it is, your mom or your partner or your whoever it is goes, oh my gosh, look at what you just did. Look at all that dirt you just pulled into the house. Yeah, if we look at that dirt and only that dirt, it's pretty damn dirty. But if we look at the entire house, it's spotless. Does that little bit of dirt really mean that the house is not clean? No, right? So we're really looking at a tiny portion of the universe of consciousness, and then we're claiming that we know what's best? Yeah. That was one of those realizations I had through my expectations and my need to control and the reflection of my own arrogance. So I hope that helps you. But I hope that truly from this conversation, I helped you see how I moved through those energies this time. This time I used a lot of breath and a lot of awareness focus and some self-love, self-care. Sometimes I will use movement and breath. It all just varies, but just want to let you in on my world and how I move through energies. So that it helps you, and I hope this has. As always, every Tuesday I bring you a solo episode like this one that helps you and I connect more deeply, more intimately. I let you in on my life so that you know me more intimately. And hopefully that is a reflector and an inspiration and a mirror for your own journey in some way or another. And on Thursdays, I have guests where we bring all different kinds of topics and themes on. We get to dive into and hear other perspectives and other people's stories and journeys and insights and wisdom. I also have the Facebook community called the Ecstatic Woman Podcast Community on Facebook. And I've been recording the guests a little bit extra and bringing those little snippets only into the Facebook community where you can get to know the guests even more. And it's really fun. They really have a lot of fun doing it. So I hope you have a lot of fun experiencing it. It's also a place to connect with those guests and connect with each other, quite frankly. So I would love to have you there. And make sure that you're a part of my newsletter. The website is ecstaticwomanpodcast.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. That way you can always just hear if there's any news or exciting things we have going on here at the Ecstatic Woman. And as always, please be sure to share. You know, there's a lot of energy that goes into creating this podcast, a lot of energy. And so you could do me an exchange by sharing the podcast or your favorite episode with somebody that you think would receive it, because that is a wonderful way to show me your appreciation for my work and dedication to this space for you. As always, I love you so much. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you, my love, for showing up. Until next time.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.